tested positive for coronavirus in the United Kingdom. The chief medical officer for England has announced they are both members of the same family and are receiving specialist care. No more details are being released at this time about their identity or where exactly they are being treated. At least 213 people in China have died from the virus. There are now also 98 cases of the virus in another 18 countries. Eskom has announced it will implement stage 2 load shedding from 9 this morning until 6 a.m. Monday morning. This came after the struggling power utility implemented stage 2 load shedding last night. The power utility says that the power system remains constrained and the cash-strapped Parish Datal also needs to replenish emergency reserves. Eskom says that critical maintenance is currently underway. Finally, in UJ news now, the Vice-Chancellor and Principal of the University of Johannesburg, Professor Chilidzi Marwala, recently penned an opinion article discussing how the convergence of the current climate crisis and the Fourth Industrial Revolution, 4IR, could create a new economy. The Vice-Chancellor opines that science and innovation have the potential to facilitate development, mainly when our global challenges include water shortages, food insecurity, and deep inequalities. The rand is trading at 14.84 to the US dollar, 19.50 to the British pound, 16.36 to the euro. Gold is trading at $1,577.99. Your trending stories on Twitter include Friday Feeling, Umuti, and Urongo. Johannesburg is mostly sunny today with a minimum temperature of 17 degrees Celsius, a maximum of 28 degrees Celsius. Recapping your top stories this hour, we started with a breaking news story, 2 coronavirus cases confirmed in the UK, and when the climate crisis and 4IR converge, a new economy beckons, writes UJ's VC. News was supplied by EWN, BBC News and the UJFM News Desk. You can expect news headlines at 12:30.
UJFM.
What's up, everybody? This is Harrison Crump, and you're listening to UJFM 95.4. Peace.
And I hear the lines and I feel the pain and I know you'll do this once again and I...
This is the most incredible place we've ever been.
Treasury. Academic freedom.
We all have 55,000 students and staff. We have an exceptional opportunity to transform society.
UJFM, shaping the future.